voice of the world, the sound with the beat, the sound that sets you tapping your feet. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure. The sound of the news, rhythm and blues,
Tchaikovsky swing, whatever you choose.
Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Welcome to All Things Radio, your weekly radio magazine. With radio news from a national perspective, caller and format changes, sports news, featured radio stations from yesterday and today, your voicemails and phone calls, as well as special guests and featured segments. And now here's your host, Bill Sparks.
Educates, syncopates, radio communicates, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Well, hello and welcome to All Things Radio 719 here on this April 11th, 2024. I keep forgetting the date, but I've been out and about all day helping one of our fellow alumni who's moving back to Missouri, Miss Murphy, fix her computer and get it ready to go back to Missouri. So it's been
moving back to Missouri.
Yeah, her kids want her to come back and she didn't really want to go, but it's one of those things where if your health gets a little bad, maybe
true.
You know how it goes. So
I've heard.
So she's moved back. We got some of that job done, but we have to come back and do round two because their internet quit working. So that wasn't so good when you're trying to update a computer. But that's another day, another time. So, Jeff, you probably have a lot of things to tell us about today's show.
Well, I'll try to. And first of all, let's introduce the panel. We've got Bernie and Bill in Indianapolis, Indiana. Gary is out in Austin, Texas, along with Sean, both in Austin, Texas, shall I say. Harry's in Des Moines, Iowa.
Iowa.
And Mike is in Aventura, Florida. So we're all here enjoying ourselves, and we've got a pretty busy show. First of all, we'll start things off with our radio news from a national perspective. And if you think you haven't had enough March Madness, well, you'll have some more college football to deal with because we don't have Jennifer Sparks calling her in format changes. She's still a bit under the weather. But she's getting better, and I think that probably by next week that'll all be changing. You'll get to hear that again. So we've got Kentucky versus Louisville, or Louisville versus Kentucky. And then in my classic air check segment, we're doing something a bit different. Well, not really different, but in a way it's themed because we've got country music as a theme. We're going to hear the old WJJD AM in Chicago, Illinois on March 13th, 1972. Now, at that time, the station was owned and operated by Plow Incorporated, same company that owned WCOP AM and its FM affiliate in Boston, Massachusetts. And you're going to hear Roy Stingley from that radio station. I used to listen to them when I was growing up in New York City at night. We could get them until they went off the air to protect KSL out in Salt Lake City, Utah. Finally, we get the battle of let's just say it this way. How many country radio stations can one city support? Maybe one, maybe two. But in Seattle, Washington, there are three country radio stations. Count them. One, two, three. And two country radio stations, or two stations, went country this past week. KPNW-FM, owned and operated by Hubbard Broadcasting, and KPLZ-FM, owned and operated by Lotus Media. So all in all, I think we've got a pretty good show. And by the way, let's not forget about KKWF-FM, owned and operated by Odyssey. That's also in Seattle, Washington, which is like the number one radio station. So we'll see what happens to the country audience, how fragmented it will be. So all in all, this is what we've got for All Things Radio, and I'll turn it over to you, Bill.
All right, thank you very much, Jeff. It looks like I'm still getting over my cold a little bit, but I'm back to normal. I'm going to talk just a minute to Bernie, but just a minute, a quick note for some moderators on the panel. If you are muted and you want to talk, just hit the raise your hand, and you will be immediately recognized, and you can join the flow of the conversation. It's to cut down on interruptions and people talking over people. So we found out that usually works pretty well. but it doesn't mean you cannot talk.
Raise your hand.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't raise your hand.
Well, let's raise your hand. What is that?
Star 9.
Okay.
Right, if you're on the... right, but it's...
yeah.
Yeah, so you'll know, but...
and then for those who need it, star 6 is the mute and unmute.
Right.
Right. If when it works.
Right, yeah, when it works. Yeah. Now, there's no guarantee of that. Two things, Bernie, that have come to mind. The imminent... the fever, you know, with Caitlin Clark and their prominence. Do you think there will be a voice for the fever on radio, or is radio missing a golden opportunity, or is that time passed?
If there is a voice, it will be Pat Boylan.
Yeah. Do you think it will be?
He does a good job.
Yeah, he does. And he's also worked with Mark Boyle for, about 10 years on the radio?
He's a very nice guy.
Is he? Do you...
yeah, not that that matters, but he is a really nice guy.
Because I think it's time that they need to make that prime time. I mean, what are they doing with those stations getting 3.5 at best in the rating share or less, and which is not bad for a little weak sports station on a translator, but still they could do so much better, I think.
Yes.
That's just my...
if you had to speculate, Bernie, what radio station would you think would pick them up?
No one. No FMs would pick them up.
Okay, how about an AM station? Can you speculate on that?
Well, it would have to be 1260, probably.
Oh, they're probably the...
anybody were going to pick it up, but see, the Fever is affiliated with the WNBA and the NBA, so, you know, the fan would have first crack at that anyway.
Right. But the fan AM is not viable right now.
No, not at all.
I could possibly see it coming on the fan or them doing something else, because it's kind of like Peyton Manning coming to the Colts. This is franchise changing. You just don't get these opportunities every week.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, that's just my personal opinion. And, of course, that'll get you where I'm sitting right now. No place. So, you know, that... but I do think they need to do, you know, something about that. Have you ever caught the podcast they do, the sideline reporters, between him and the guy that works on TV for the Pacers? What's his last name? Johnson?
No.
They do Jeremiah a podcast.
Johnson? No, I
have
not.
Jeremiah, yeah. They do a good podcast together, and it's not bad. But Pat Boylan has been around now for a long time, and if and when Mark decides to give up the Pacers on the radio, and you know, maybe it's time for, you know, Pat to step up, because it's like anything else. You do something for a long enough time, and maybe it's time for a change.
Yeah.
So, what's in your future in the next 2 weeks? Didn't I hear you say you had a big event or something coming up?
Yeah, I'm going to retire. I'm going to retire again. You know, I've done it before, and it worked well for me, so I'm going to try it again.
You're going to try it again.
I retired 6 years ago, and then 2 days later, I was asked to come back and do part-time stuff. So, it's been better than I could have hoped, and it's just kind of about time for it to end, and I don't know what... I may be back. I don't know.
It could be a... this could be a third time comeback?
Yeah, it could be.
Could be a third time comeback. Only, I want to be your agent this time, and then I'll negotiate somebody picking you up at home, driving you to the studio, and bringing you back.
Yeah, okay. All right, I like that. Or even better, setting me up to record it at home. That
right, right. So you wouldn't even have to leave home, and you could program 24/7, Bernie. Right.
Exactly.
That's make it accessible. Make it accessible and do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What if I've been up in Michigan smoking something or something is going on here, but that's something to really look forward to and an accomplishment. And you added 6 more years to a career. A lot of these guys, they're just relegated to wasting their time on Facebook and writing, according to that promo.
That's right.
Yeah.
They are. Yeah.
I thought I had to work that in there, Bernie. So, yeah.
So I'm having some difficulty hearing the feed. Is it just me, or is there something happening? Is my phone messed up, or what's happening? Is everybody else okay?
Yeah, the audio has a little bit of a tint to it, Bill. I don't know.
No, I haven't changed anything. Let's see.
This has happened before, too, but it's been a while.
It's been a while. I have no...
Okay.
As we're talking, I'm looking and making sure that, you know, I want to make sure it's balanced and everything is okay as best we can. I don't know. Did anything change? Of course, it takes about 30 seconds for you to hear the change. How are we coming now, Perry?
Sounds good. Where I notice it is like when you go to a feature, like when you when you did the theme to come in, that was just a little tinted.
Just see it.
It almost sounded a cappella.
Yeah.
What you can do, if you hit your escape key and you hit the tab key, see if sound for you musicians is turned off. If it's turned off, turn it on, and that might be the
problem. It's turned on.
Okay, then it should work.
Yeah, let me make sure that everything is good there. So we'll go into the next segment, and I'll make sure. And do Jeff's award radio winning news, and then we'll see if there's anything that I have done wrong. I'm sure there is, but let's find it.
No.
Never make a mistake, right? Never. Or never admit it. No, I never make. Yes, I do. All the time. So let's get the news started, and then I'll double check everything.
I'm Jeff Bennett for All Things Radio, and here's what's happening in the world of broadcasting. The CBS Sports Radio brand name is being retired. There's lots of speculation going around. Could Cumulus and Odyssey merge into one company? The layoffs continue at iHeartMedia, this time in Honolulu, Hawaii. And finally, we'll let you know what's happening on the street. It was yet another busy week this week in the world of broadcasting, with Odyssey once again making news. On April 15th, the name CBS Sports Radio, which Odyssey is running, will be changing. This is caused by a clause in the contract between the original Entercom and CBS Radio. The CBS Sports Radio brand will be retired and be replaced by the name Infinity, which is owned and operated by Odyssey. The new name will be Infinity Sports Radio, and no other changes are expected at this time. The next story is pure speculation at this time. However, 7/4 Publications reports that a possible merger between Odyssey and Cumulus could possibly happen. George Soros is a fund manager who holds a majority stake in Odyssey. He also has a minor stake in Cumulus. What would happen if both companies were to merge? The new company would be a force to be reckoned with, competing with iHeartMedia, Beasley Media, and Hubbard Broadcasting, just to name a few. Bell's moved to Honolulu, Hawaii, where the fallout from all those iHeart layoffs continues to hit our news desk. This time it's in Honolulu, Hawaii, where the morning team of Sam the Man Ambrose and Hawaiian Ryan have been let go at radio station KUBT-FM. The station broadcasts a rhythmic adult contemporary format, and no replacements have been named at this time. Now let's take a quick look and find out what's happening on the street. In Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Cumulus has made changes to the radio landscape at radio station WWKL-FM, transmitting on a frequency of 106.7, dropping its top 40 format in favor of a rhythmic format. No other changes have been made to the radio station, and we'll let you know more about this in a future All Things Radio live broadcast. Now let's move to Atlanta, Georgia, where Hubbard Broadcasting is continuing to make changes at radio station KPNW-FM, transmitting on a frequency of 98.9. They've now rehired Brian B. Dub Washington to handle afternoon afternoon drive at the radio station. Brian Beaton of Washington worked for the radio station when they were a country a number of years ago. Say congratulations to David Adams, who's the new brand manager and afternoon drive personality at radio station WRMF-FM, serving West Palm Beach, Florida. The station is owned and operated by Hubbard Media. David Adams comes to this radio station after working for NRG Media in Omaha, Nebraska. Congratulations also go out to Eric Zachary, who hosts a syndicated show called XYZ, which is a top 40 show distributed by Skyview Networks. The show has reached a 30 affiliate milestone. The addition of radio station WDOD-FM in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and WHBC-FM in Canton, Ohio. In Lincoln, Nebraska, say hello to Drive Time Nebraska on 1400 KLIN AM and its FM translator. The show will be hosted by Doug Fitzgerald. Now let's move to Bakersfield, California, where Lotus Communications has dropped classic hits on radio station KQKC-FM, transmitting on a frequency of 92.1. The station has changed to a gold-based bilingual format with Spanish and English titles. However, the playlist emphasizes more Spanish titles than English titles. In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, WTMJ-AM has made some changes to its on-air lineup, adding Brian Noonan to the talk show Spanning the State. Spanning the State airs Monday through Friday from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. Brian Noonan had been formerly doing night at the radio station. Now Spanning the State will be hosted by Kristen Bray and Brian Noonan. And in Houston, Texas, iHeartMedia has made multiple lineup changes at radio station KQBT-FM with its hip-hop format. The syndicated Breakfast Club remains in the morning, and the rest of the lineup is changing. Carmen Contreras, who had been doing afternoons, has moved up to middays, and Gerald Hardbody Chiotti moves from nights to afternoons. And music director Ashley Young moves from middays tonight's. In Denver, Colorado, the sale of two radio stations leads to two format changes. Pillar of Fire has bought two stations owned and operated by Max Media for $7.75 billion. The stations affected here are KJHM-FM, transmitting on a frequency of 101.5, and KFCO-FM, transmitting on a frequency of 107.1. KJHM-FM has flipped to Christian Adult Contemporary as Star 101.5, replicating the formats heard on two other stations owned and operated by Pillar of Fire, WAWZ-FM in Zarephath, New Jersey, and WAKW-FM in Akron, Ohio. Finally, with the retirement of Charlie Cook, Cumulus Media has hired Travis Daly to program their two country radio stations. The stations here are WSM-FM and WKDF-FM, both licensed in Asheville, Tennessee. Travis Daly comes to this radio station after working for Cumulus as program director at radio station KUBL-FM in Salt Lake City, Utah. If you have any comments concerning this portion of the podcast, there are many ways you can get in touch with me. First of all, you can send me an email. My email address is Jeff. That's J-E-F-F, Jeff, at allthingsradio.net. Or you can send me a voicemail with our feedback line. The phone number is 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595. And hit option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Thank you very much, Jeff, and I hope I fixed our problems on the break.
I think you have.
You did, Bill. That was much better. Do you think so, Bernie? Much better.
Yeah.
See, I can make solutions on the fly sometimes. You have to. But we got it. So that's...
That's all we care.
Yeah. I was thinking about that Odyssey and Cumulus merger, but I don't know that it will happen. This was a speculative article from Zora's Publications. However, the big thing here is that if they did merger, they would be a radio force to be contended with, because that means that they would be competing with iHeart, Beasley, and Hubbard Broadcasting, just to name a few, as I said before. Now, we do have a question from Lionel Luis Morales. I'm going to ask you to unmute, who used to live in Bakersfield, California, but lives outside of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
It's been a while.
Yeah, now that I got my microphone working, good to hear you.
Yeah, amen to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some sad news, actually. Bo Thompson, the part of Bo and Beth Troutman's show, or both of them, Good Morning BT, that's just a weird name, but anyway, his daughter passed away yesterday. She was a softball player, I believe, at UNC or NC State. I can't remember which school I heard it was. But she had a blood clot in one of her legs, and, well, unfortunately, they didn't catch it in time, so she passed away. So I'm sure the WBT, Radio 1 family, Urban 1, whatever they call themselves these days, I'm sure they're pretty devastated, of course, you know, with Bo Thompson's, I'm sure, too. But, yeah, that's just terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, somebody so young.
Yeah. You know, Jeff, I actually heard that station.
Well, the only thing...
It's hard to... I'm trying to find the words to fill in the blank here. It's a very interesting format. I will say that. That's probably the best thing I can say. I did hear some of it last Friday night because I had got wind that they changed format. It's very interesting how they do it because you're right. They do play more Spanish stuff. However, you'll hear, all right, for example, three or four Spanish songs. And then, for example, you hear Michael Bolton. Another three or four Spanish songs, and you'll hear another track from Michael Bolton. It's like, it's just the strangest thing.
And it's totally the opposite of the one we did in Florida, the Spanish bilingual format from Miami, which we did. And they would play a lot more English music, although the announcers talked in Spanish.
Right.
It was a totally different experience. So I got to hear them as well. I didn't record them for All Things Radio at the moment because I'm not sure. I always like to give the format a chance to gel and see what it sounds like later on.
Exactly.
But I might. We'll try to do a short air check of them as well. Lionel, thank you very much, and I'm sorry about the daughter of that individual passing away. And it's always good to hear from you. Hope that you are doing okay, and it sounds like you are.
Yep, and, doing well in the hobby too. So,
and don't be a stranger, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. You have a good one.
Yep, you too.
Always good to hear him. Always. Remember one year he surprised me on Christmas with a call.
That's true. We have one more hand.
That's Jerry.
Ask you to unmute Jerry, and please keep it quiet in the background. Go ahead, Jerry. Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay, hi, guys. I just wondered how well you guys did with DXing during the eclipse. It was mediocre. I got a lot of the stuff I get, you know, like post-sunrise, pre-sunset. A lot of it was in other languages. the only stations that I recognized, well, I heard WSED AM, you know, 1500, which used to be WTOP many moons ago. And I heard WWKB in Buffalo, which is like 4.5 hours from me. And I heard, other than that, I heard a lot of stations. And I heard what used to be WPGC AM in Washington or Morningside, Maryland. They were in another language. I don't know what their call letters were now, but I heard a whole bunch of graveyard stuff, you know, like from 1300 on, a bunch of stations jammed up together.
Now, where were you listening to the eclipse? Were you outside? Were you inside? Where did you do your monitoring?
I was outside here in Indiana, PA, with my boom box. I was on my porch swing.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much, Jerry. There we go. Well, I don't know. I didn't hear much of anything. I will tell you that I did try, but the interference in this complex is so bad that no matter what I tried to listen to, it didn't. Like one station came in, and I think that was from somewhere out in New Jersey. And I know WINS came in just briefly, and so did WCBS, which normally I used to get during the day here, but they did come in, but it wasn't anything that was super spectacular.
No, and the bad thing is being in town like I am, I didn't get anything either.
Yeah,
you know, that I wouldn't ordinarily.
Got nothing.
We got very little. Now, Dave Wickard said in Altoona he got a lot, but I didn't get a lot. Did you try it, Bernie?
Yeah, a little bit, but I got impatient.
Oh.
Like, okay, I got to go back out and hang with the family outside. I'll just go, you know. I got 1070 just fine, and that's all I care.
You are a desperate individual.
It was really kind of boring, the eclipse, the scanning was, I thought. But I
yeah.
But real quickly about the cumulus, and if that does happen, like in Dallas, they would have to sell probably 4 FMs and an AM, so you'd see a lot of stations up for sale. I mean, it may or may not happen. And I know with this Infinity thing, that's not a big deal. They don't have hardly any, they don't have anybody connected to CBS on their station. Even when Odyssey first, they used the CBS Sports Network host, and they don't have anybody on there.
As I said before, it's just a procedural thing. The reason that they changed is because, frankly, Odyssey and Odyssey probably did not want to pay any more money for the rights to use the CBS name at this point, and they really didn't need it.
ISR, they don't even, they just call it ISR. That's kind of a cool brand name. Hey, you're listening to ISR. Yeah.
Seeing if they were to merge here, that wouldn't impact us at all because we don't have any Odyssey stations here, but we have four Cumulus ones. So that wouldn't impact. It wouldn't impact us hardly at all here. You know, it would. It, the thing would be, would there be any format changes?
Well, as I said, radio is certainly changing. I don't think this is going to happen immediately. I don't. I'm not even sure that it will happen to begin with. There would be a lot of FCC regulations. It would certainly be good for New York because New York City doesn't have any Cumulus stations, so they could get back into the market, maybe. And Atlanta, the same thing when they sold those stations in New York, Atlanta, and Washington, D.C. It certainly would have some effect on those radio markets, possibly. But, again, it's all speculation, and we've seen a lot of this kind of thing over the years since I've been doing All Things Radio for the past 15 years. So when it happens, I'll believe it when I see it.
It would be like iHeart trying to merge with, Cumulus or something like that. I don't think they're going to give them that much of the market in the way these people deregulate. They didn't even let, the two airlines, the Spirit and the other one, Big Blue or whatever it's called, JetBlue. They didn't even let them merge. So it's hard to say what they would do or not do, but I can't. In Indianapolis, it's a Cumulus station anyway at 1430. So, I don't think it would really impact us all that much. Nobody really pays attention to those stations that much. They're 0.01. in the ratings, and they haven't went up in ratings. Even with Dan Dockage, they're still not moving up.
I think even if it were to happen, nothing like this would ever happen fast. So it would probably be a little while anyway.
Since when the government can't even pass a budget, how are they going to?
That's true.
Right? How are they going to get? Two big radio companies together in
Speaking
one.
Of Dan Dockage.
Yeah.
Every once in a while on the Pacers games, I hear him do a spot for some bourbon. I don't know what the product is because I'm not familiar with it, but he does the spot, says who he is and everything, almost like he works there.
Well, maybe he does part time. I don't think.
Doesn't. No, I mean. I'm the fan. It's almost like he works on the fan, but he doesn't.
Right.
He still gets his name out there, which is kind of weird.
I can't foresee that sports station ever rising up. It's just not in the cards, I don't think. I just don't see that.
You're right the first time. Don't even second guess yourself. You're right.
Yeah, I just don't even see it.
Does it have a bad signal, Bill?
Well, its signal is okay for Indianapolis and a little bit. It's okay, but when people can't get them in office buildings and workplaces, they're not going to listen as much. Maybe they'll get them in the car, but...
I suppose what they would argue would be, whatever app they're... You can listen on whatever app they're on. Whether they're on iHeart or Odyssey or whatever. That's probably what they would argue.
Okay, but I contend with you, and maybe I'm wrong, that an app will not make up for a radio station. An app will do fine. But, how many people have you seen going around pulling up the, sports ticket app on their phone all the time? I mean, they want instant on. They don't want to, and maybe I'm missing the boat here some way, somehow. Jeff? Am I missing?
I think in the future, I'm not talking today or tomorrow, but maybe a few years away, when they define an IP service for radio stations that will be just dedicated for it, and they'll have equipment that's dedicated to it rather than your iPhone, I do believe that it's possible that radio, as we know it, will be replaced by IP radio, or like everything would be on the internet, but it would be incorporated into your radio, not your cell phone. In other words, it would be a separate piece of equipment. But will that happen today or tomorrow? No. But at some point, I think that it may happen. That's all I can say. I don't know when, but that's just my prediction.
I don't have a problem at all using my cell phone for apps for radio stations. It doesn't bother me at all.
Do you mind that you have to go through TuneIn or something to do that? And Sean, we recognize you.
It doesn't bother me at all.
Well,
in a lot of ways, I can hear more.
It's a lot better than hearing crappy AM signals.
That's just what I would say, Bernie. In a lot of ways, when I listen either on my A device or the phone or wherever, it's clearer than what I would hear if I turn on a regular radio.
Exactly.
You wanted to say something?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I kind of get where Bill's going in a weird way. It's like you want the over-the-air signal to draw people to the app, but it's like you said, it's a lot clearer on the app than a 1430 in general is not a great signal, but I mean 10 years ago it would have been more of a problem than it is say right now, because I mean 10 years ago they weren't developed, where now I very seldom ever listen to a radio station over the air, even some of our higher powered stations. I mean, but I you want to get your name out there. You want to get your name out there somehow.
That's what there's I mean. I believe that what I was saying before, that there will be a radio over IP, and unfortunately, you guys aren't going to want to hear this, but eventually you will pay for your radio like you pay for cable television and you pay for Sirius XM satellite radio. And while you may say today, oh, that won't happen, there will be people who will pay for it. Go ahead, Gary.
I just say, sure, it will. I'm agreeing with you. It will, and we'll have to do it. And you know, if we're using aggregators like TuneIn or some of those, you're already paying for it. Now, I know they do have a free account, but radio's changing, and I why listen to a regular radio when you have to deal with the fuzz and the buzz?
You pay for it, Gary, with TuneIn and things like that. When you listen to the when you go on and they play the commercials, that's how you're kind of paying for that.
Yeah, you know, and you know, if you have a premium account, you'll pay them also.
Again,
I can't imagine getting a premium account, but I guess it could happen.
It depends.
I don't feel for me that TuneIn is worth it for me to get a premium account. I can listen to everything I want on TuneIn, but then again, I'm not into the sports stuff, and some of the books and the other things that they have. But I agree with you there, Bernie. Go ahead, Bill.
Sometimes it's nice on some of the news channels, but I'm not even sure I like that. I'd rather hear the commercials sometimes than that stuff they put on in the middle, you know, the middle of the news. I'd rather almost just hear the commercials than what that fragmented news they put on just a little bit. So, I don't know.
I suppose what they claim there, Bill, is because you have the premium, it's non-commercial, but it's really all it is they're just replaying something you've already heard, but
right.
they're claiming it's non-commercial.
So I would rather hear a commercial is what I'm telling you. I'd rather hear about shades.com or window blinds or whatever, or security system. I'd rather hear a commercial.
I'd rather hear the radio stations without the separate commercials for the internet, which is what Hubbard Broadcasting does on all their radio stations.
But I do like it for sports, because I couldn't find the Iowa game last week for a little bit, and I was able to go to TuneIn and get that feed that I wouldn't have got. And I even got the test, you know, before they were coming on the air. So there are advantages to it. Rather, I'd pay for it again. I don't know, but maybe. But we're going to pay for everything sooner or later.
What they say is nothing is free in this world these days. That's, nope. You're certainly learning that. I mean, when all the sports you see on television is going to be either subscription or on or cable and won't be over the air, people are going to be upset. But that's where I see it happening. So
pretty soon you're going to be paying for Green Acres.
Right. But Bill, yeah. Speaking of sports, we have a feature on sports, right?
We do, because I was desperate.
There goes Perry. He's moving it forward.
He's moving it forward. We went back and we've done something similar to this before, maybe in all the years. Excuse me, we've done this show. We're going to go back to a time when Kentucky and Louisville, they had quite a rivalry, and they still do, but Kentucky this week's looking for a basketball coach, and everybody's been turning them down so far. Somebody's going to take those millions of dollars that they've got to offer, and, you know, they're going to take that money, but, you know, back in the old days, Kentucky basketball used to be on WHAS, and you could get them all over the country, and they had Kaywood Ledford, and I think it went to, Van Vance, and they had another guy, Ralph Hacker, and they've had some others throughout the years, but this guy has been on for several years, and maybe he's retired now, I don't know. Perry, you might correct me. Paul Rogers, is he retired? I know he was let go from iHeartRadio, but that doesn't mean that the University of Kentucky let him go. Do you know who I'm talking about? Whoops. Did we lose Perry or did I lose?
He's not muted. Try it again, Perry. We lost his audio, but he's definitely not muted.
Am I there, Bill?
Yes.
Paul Rogers, no, he is still doing Louisville games, but my understanding is he's not doing the iHeart stuff anymore. He's just doing strictly the University of Louisville.
Right, and he... But anyway, he's the latest generation in announcers, and he's been doing it for maybe 15, 20 years. A long time Louisville broadcaster in Kentucky just switches, but they do a wonderful job in both Louisville and out of Lexington, Kentucky, on their post and post-game and pre-game shows. They do an excellent job. Indiana just, you know, on the air and pretty much off the air. We don't do as good a job as what we could do with Indiana basketball, or even Purdue is quite as much. And sorry to see Purdue get beat, but Connecticut was a great team. So that's the way it happens. But we're going to give you some play-by-play over the next 6-7 minutes of Louisville and Kentucky in 2009. And this was quite a series. So Paul Rogers gets pretty fired up. So, and Bob Balvano, you remember him. He's Coach V's brother, younger brother. You remember him, Perry? Well, Perry's microphone's went again. So we'll just go ahead.
71-66, Louisville. The Cats 16 of 19 at the foul line. And Meeks hits another one, squished it cleanly through for his 24th point, right on his average, which is 8th best in the country. 38 seconds left. Louisville's lead is just 4. Little margin for error. Full court pressure from Kentucky. Cats trying to get everybody straight. Going to come in. Clark to inbound the ball. Again, nobody guarding Samuels. So they could inbound to him with little trouble. Clark does. They run at Samuels. He throws it back to Clark. Now they run at a double team in backcourt. Clark, a dangerous pass, but it bounces off a Wildcat and out of bounds, but back over the baseline. I have to fight the full length again.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's a Actually, Kentucky won that little mini battle because now he's in an awkward spot to throw it in. It's going to actually be at the very end of the sideline. That's a terrible place to throw it in, and he cannot run. And Coach Pitino says, let's talk about how we want to inbound this thing.
Louisville will have one timeout left now. Kentucky's out of timeouts. 32.1 to go. 71-67 Louisville.
According to the scoreboard, Louisville still got two left. Because I had them for three left, and they just called that. So that's big.
Yeah, I just looked up after they'd already switched it.
So because if he can't get it in here, I'm sure that's what he's telling
them. That's luxury.
You absolutely. Use one here. Make sure you don't turn it over.
Kentucky leads this series 17-9 since the renewal in 1983. Kentucky's had pretty good success at Freedom Hall, going 7-5 here. But home court has not meant a lot in this series. The visiting team has won quite often, including Louisville winning in Lexington last year. to go. 71-67, Louisville up on the Cats, who've won six in a row, their longest winning streak in Billy Gillespie's season and a half in Lexington. Clark to inbound from the side, but all the way down almost to the corner. Clark looking, pass batted in the air and caught by Patterson, gives to Meeks, lays it in. Just what you're afraid of from that position on the floor. Clark looking to inbound,
throws
a long one,
and
he threw it away, and Meeks has it for Kentucky. They're down by two. 25 seconds, Meeks runs all the way. Layup blocked by Clark, but fouled. The worst scenario possible for Louisville. Clark has fouled out of the game. Clark's first pass was deflected and intercepted. Then his second one, he threw long down court, too long, and Jody Meeks ran it down. And now, with 22.9 to go, it's 71-69 Louisville and Kentucky putting on a big late comeback to try and pull one out of the fire.
Well, I'm going to venture to say that when his career is over here, Earl Clark will not look at this afternoon and say, let me put that game in my video highlight reel. Wow.
Well, he was eager to play because, as we mentioned, he was suspended and missed last year's game and was a freshman playing very little 2 years ago. He has 10 points and 8 rebounds today, but Louisville now suddenly with 15 turnovers. Two costly ones. This one sending Jody Meeks to the free throw line, and all he has done is hit all seven of his free throws and has 26 points. He can tie the game. Hits the first one. Stevenson comes in. Stewart goes out. Porter also in as Liggins leaves. 71-70 Louisville. Harris now in for Galloway.
Now the question is, who throws it in for Louisville? If you're Kentucky, I would think you're going to press again. Why not?
Will Scott's back on the floor for the Cards. They have a very small lineup in right now. Meeks hits again, Mr. Automatic, at 88% and 9-for-9 today.
Run, T-Will, don't stand out of bounds, there.
Throws it into Sosa in backcourt in a tie game, 21 seconds, 71-71. Sosa over midcourt.
Rick's going with six, so they're either going to win or go to overtime.
For Sosa, 10 seconds, 8 seconds. Sosa now with 6. Sosa starts to move.
Oh,
a deep, long 3. Got it! 2.3 to go! A 3-pointer by Edgar Sosa. Patterson looking, inbounds to Porter. Porter to midcourt, heaves one up at the buzzer. No good, and Louisville has won the game. Edgar Sosa did not drive to the basket, just pulled up for a deep straightaway three-point field goal and nailed it with 2 seconds to play. Louisville beats Kentucky 74-71. Stay tuned to our fifth third bank coverage from Nelligan Sports. This is the University of Louisville Basketball Network. Liggins leaves. 71-70 Louisville. Harris now in for Galloway.
Now the question is, who throws it in for Louisville? If you're Kentucky, I would think you're going to press again. Why not?
Will Scott's back on the floor for the Cards. They have a very small lineup in right now. Meeks hits again, Mr.
I don't know what the editing was on that, but that was... we did not need to hear that twice. So do we have a comment here, Jeff?
Well, I'm just going to get Sean back in.
Okay. Go ahead, Sean.
Sean, when you unmute your sweep, when you got, you can talk because you're there. You go. Go ahead, Sean.
All right. Well, yeah, Paul Rogers. He was Van Vance's color man before he became the play by play guy. And I remember, and the Louisville Cardinals actually left iHeart last year. They went over to ESPN 680 and 93.9 Neville, and of course he went with them. And Bob Valvano has been doing a show over there for several years. I think a noon to three show, because he had the weird thing where he was doing a show at 680, but he was also doing color on the Louisville network on 790. So I mean, because I know they back in the day they both used to be on WHAS, and the other, when one would play the games at the same time, the other would go to the FM. But when they got the 790, they'd move to Louisville. But yeah, Paul Rogers, very very good announcer, and Bob Valvano, very good analyst.
Well, even before that, when they would have
thank you, Sean.
Overlap, they would broadcast one live, and then they would tape delay the other back, really, you know, back in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. So it's very good
announcers, though, Bill, that have come out of Kentucky.
Oh, my, yeah. And
then you have Tom Leach now. He's been with Kentucky for a long time. Ralph Hacker. Kaywood Ledford, that name speaks for itself.
God, Kaywood Ledford has read talking books. I know that because I've heard him as a reader. And same thing with Van Vance. They both
read. Yeah, both did. And Van Vance also worked in the ABA for the Louisville Colonels. So he was around for a long, long, long time. Now, I thought he was rather dry, actually. I don't think he got too excited one way or the other. And I like these guys because they had a little bit of, they weren't afraid to speak their mind. You know, a lot of times you get announcers and they're afraid to say anything because they're afraid to either A, they'll lose their job, or B, they're just afraid to speak up.
Go ahead, Bernie. Were you going to say something?
Back in the ABA days, Jerry Baker, who did play-by-play here, was the ultimate in excitement. He would just scream and yell.
Yes.
And his big expression was, "For crying out loud!" It's like,
yeah. He didn't like the officiating. Right, but he was not afraid to say anything about the team either. If he felt like it was necessary.
There was a guy at Mississippi State. His name was Jack Crystal. He did their games for many, many, many years. And you talk about officiating, and he was talking about a referee one day by the guy's name was Tom Eads. And, you know, Jack was one of these old timers, and he said, "Yep, you got Tom Eads over there. He sees things that nobody else sees."
That's funny.
So,
but, you know, now, can you give me the names of those? I know it was Louisville. Was that the University of Louisville? Was that
University of Louisville Cardinals and the Kentucky Wildcats?
Okay, I just want to make sure. I wasn't sure. Okay. Well, all I can tell you, that was exciting. It was exciting to listen to him because he had a lot of passion.
And they both schools have went through coaching changes this year. This is pretty rare that you see two major universities change coaches, and they wanted the
still open.
Yeah, can you believe this? They wanted the coach gone so bad, or wanted the coach for their school in Arkansas. They paid what, close to $40 million for a buyout to get that coach to leave.
Well, because they had to, I guess, if they wanted him bad enough, they had to do that because John Calipari had a lifetime contract with Kentucky, basically.
So that's
which you don't normally see very often.
That's how bad they wanted him out.
That's it.
And you know, either something he's done, fan base, who knows.
I think the fan base was just, they thought it was time for a new voice, because the last couple times into the NCAA tournament, this year they lost to Oakland, a couple of years ago, as we all know, they lost to St. Peter's, and I think the fans had just thought it was
just high. Had enough. And Oakland, they were so bad the next game they played. So it showed you there was problems at Kentucky. So you just never know. But Jerry Baker and Van Vance did games together when they... I met Jerry Baker once. He was a nice to us. We met him at... We were at the blind school, and we went to the Coliseum for a Pacer game on a Sunday afternoon. He came down and talked to us.
When I was in, back in my high school days, and me and a friend would go to the Northern Iowa games, and what we would do is we would sit right behind the radio crew, because we knew them a little bit, and we would sit right behind them, and see, that was our way of hearing the game, and we talked to them during the breaks and what have you, but we just sat right behind them, and you know, that was our way of, you know, getting to hear the games, so we didn't have to take a radio with us.
That's true. Those guys,
pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, you've got something lined up for us, don't you?
It's a little bit longer than I wanted it to be initially, but I thought it was good for historical purposes, because you don't see too many air checks. There are a few, but they don't exist. I was looking for their jingle package, because I wanted to get a copy of that, because I do remember that jingle package they used. It was from Pepperton, that was used by a few stations I used to listen to. WJJT, owned and operated by Plow Incorporated, had to sign off the air at 10 o'clock. Well, I believe it was 10 o'clock Chicago time. I'm not quite sure. 10 o'clock. But they would sign off at 9 o'clock our time, or maybe 10 o'clock, because they had to protect KSL AM in Salt Lake City, Utah, on the same frequency. And they would tell everyone to listen to WJJD FM for country music. And Stan Scott would be doing the morning show. Well, this is a bit later than that. This goes back to 1972, and you get to hear Roy Stingley. But they talk about some radio announcers who are famous. Art Nelson was the one I'm thinking of. He worked at KLIF back in the 1950s, and he also worked at KLAC AM in Los Angeles, California as well. So I think you're going to like this. It shows a different style of radio, something that you just don't hear anymore. Something that, you know, the kind of music that you would hear, well, basically listen to Pam Stevens on The Legend on Friday nights. That's a lot of what you would hear on this particular radio station.
So here you go, right now.
This week in my Classic Aircheck segment, we're taking the virtual time machine back to March 13th, 1972, and we're going to listen to radio station WJJD AM and their radio announcer, Roy Stingley. At this point in time, WJJD AM was programming a country format. So without further ado, why don't sit back and enjoy radio station WJJD AM on this week's edition of All Things Radio Live.
This is WJJD Chicago, 1160 on your dial, with a power of 50,000 watts. A broadcast service of Plow Incorporated.
You blow my mind.
Oh, yeah, you blow my mind, too. It's 3 minutes past 10 o'clock in the morning, and this is the Roy Stingley Show here on WJJD, a pretty Monday morning in Chicago, if you like Christmas. You know, it's one of those... I'm not going to mention the weather today. Not even going to tell you about any heavy snow warnings or 4 inches or anything like that. You know, it's just kind of like blowing out the carburetor before you get to a smooth drive is what this is. Winter's just kind of getting rid of all its nastiness here so we can have some beautiful spring weather coming along very soon. You believe that? I don't either. I think we're in for another 4 or 5 weeks of terrible weather. I saw my lady wading through a snow plank this morning. That's Dickie Lee. It's always Lady walking by the river yesterday. Well, I'm sure it wasn't today. It's 6 minutes now past the hour of 10 o'clock, and this is a Stingley thing on WJJD, 36 degrees out there. And the WJJD jackpot word this hour is sister, S-I-S-T-E-R, and it's worth $92.60 from our jackpot. So don't worry about going out today. Just sit there and win money, okay?
Countrywide music on WJJD 1160.
Well, it's warm up, kind of a bitter cold morning here in Chicago, with a beautiful song from one Jerry Wallace, "To Get to You." Sing it, Jerry.
I would walk out on my friends. I would give all I own for a stepping stone just to get to you.
That's Jerry Wallace singing "Just to Get to You." I think he does, too. It's 9 minutes past 10, the Roy Stingley Show on WJJD in Chicago. 36 degrees out there. And let me dig down into the archives here. No, not for music. for the snow removal announcement. This must be clear down here in the bottom of the drawer because we didn't think we'd need it anymore. There we go. We get the dust off of it. We get the snow off of it. If you're parked on one of those marked routes, you know, it says enter more snow, you're going to be towed away. You could very well be that today because we're expecting maybe about 4 inches. I hope I'd never have to read it. About 4 inches of snow for today. So if you're on one of the snow removal routes, you better remove your car before someone else does. Okay, and then you'll have to go through all that finding it and everything. Here's a good song from Dave Dudley. If it feels good, do it. That's a good philosophy, Dave.
Some folks call me a laughing boy. If it hurts, just let it lie. Now there's no mystery to it.
Okay, Dave Dudley, if it feels good, do it. 12 minutes now past 10 o'clock, and you're with the Stingley Thing on WJJD. You're all around the area. We got the snow and fog in DuPage County. Milwaukee has some light snow, and Megsfield has light rain and sleet all mixed up. O'Hare Field reports snow. Glenview, snow and fog and all that sort of thing. Midway has some rain and light smoke. Oh, really? That's something new there. I don't know what that is. But nevertheless, there's this story all around, and we are urging everyone to drive with caution because this kind of caught the highway department. They're a little bit short, too, and there are some slippery spots until they can get that snow down. And they, as you know, we weren't expecting any accumulation of snow, but a lot of rain and wet weather and little drizzly type things. So everybody's out there working on it, though, and it won't be long. We'll get her all squared away.
WJJB Country Classic.
In the order, make a statue of the world's greatest fool and name it after Jack Green. It's 16 minutes past 10 o'clock, a country classic here on WJJD on the Roy Stingley Show. And here's the way the weather reads officially now with the new revision. Heavy snow warnings the remainder of the day. We'll have wet snow in the northern sections and rain changing to wet snow in the southern sections of the city. Accumulations of around 4 inches, steady or slowly falling temperatures. The snow will diminish to light snow tonight, probably ending toward tomorrow morning, but windy and colder with a low in the upper 20s tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy and cold with a high in the 30s. It's 35 degrees right now on the lakefront. O'Hare has 33, and officially at Midway, it's 36 degrees. This is Jerry Lee. Come on, Jerry. Hello, you good-looking thing. Jerry Lee Lewis, new version of Chantilly Lace will get us to about 19 minutes past 10 o'clock on the Roy Stingley Show here on WJJD, where it's 36 degrees and snowing out there. We may have up to 4 inches. In our WJJD jackpot, $92.60. And don't forget the word this hour that wins the money is Sister, S-I-S-T-E-R. From Chicago, WJJD Radio presents the Nelson Clark Expedition.
Nelson, hello. Nelson, hello.
What are you doing, Mr. Clark? You're talking backwards.
Oh, I'm sorry. I put the dime in upside down.
Join the Nelson Clark Expedition every day. Art Nelson every morning, 6 to 10, he gets you to work. Ted Clark every afternoon, 3 to 7, he brings you back home. It's another fun service of WJJD.
This is Loretta Lynn. Yeah, but don't go up there today, because you're going to be in trouble, okay? Blueberry Hill, and that's, of course, Loretta Lynn's new version from an album, gets us to about 23 minutes past 10 o'clock. Roy Stingley Show on WJJD, 36 degrees, and a lot of snow flirting around here in Chicago.
Keep their sales now. number one, your Chevy dealers around the Windy City are dealing like never before on powerful Chevy trucks. Only Chevy trucks come with disc brakes at no extra charge. And Chevy offers the most powerful V8 available anywhere. You'll find big savings on Chevy's sporty new Blazer, too. Look out for number one at your Chevy dealers now.
Your Chevy dealers with the number one.
Say, if you're filling out that income tax return, there's a telephone service available to you. You can call 641-1040 any day between 8 and 4:30 p.m. Del Reeves is here. The calendar said 30th day. New pretty recitation thing there by Del Reeves. That's a good job on that. Thank you, Del. Roy Stingley Show on WJJD in Chicago, 36 degrees at 28 minutes past 10 o'clock.
Good morning. This is Reese Rickards, WJJD News. Author Clifford Irving and his wife have pleaded guilty. Tonight, snow diminishing to light, probably ending toward morning. It'll be windy and colder with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy and cold, high in the 30s. Humidity is 79%, is northeast at 22. The barometer, 29.93 and steady. 35 on the lakefront, 33 at O'Hare, at Midway, 36 degrees.
This is WJJD Chicago, 1160 on your dial, with a power of 50,000 watts. A broadcast service of Plow Incorporated.
Just give a lonely heart a
got to give a lonely heart a home once in a while. And that's Farron Young getting us back to the Roy Stingley Show here on WJJD in Chicago. It's 36 degrees, and this follows the Art Nelson Show every day, but I almost refuse to go on today. I've listened to the Art Nelson Show now for a number of years, and I've heard some of what I thought were pretty bad jokes. But this morning, I had to hear the capper of them all when I'm staggering around trying to get cleaned up and get in here and all the snow and kind of a bad-looking Monday anyhow. I hear Art saying, did you hear about the guy that was sitting looking all dejected and looking at a picture of his very fat girlfriend saying, I can't believe I date that whole thing. It's kind of an unusual arrangement to a very old song there. Of course, Floyd Kramer's whole last date, and it seems like Conway Twitty had an idea, and he wanted to let a little steel guitar play for, oh, maybe a minute before he started to sing. He was out of breath. He got there late for the recording session. So they tried to fake it through without him there. All right, what time is it, Roy? 23 minutes until 11 o'clock on a snowy morning here in Chicago. On WJJD, it's 36 degrees. We may get one or two more, but that's about all. Some heavy snow, maybe up to around 4 inches. We might not get that. It's melting pretty good out there. Now, let's see. I want to remind you, our WJJD jackpot word is sister, S-I-S-T-E-R, and we're going to place a call right now for $92.60 from the jackpot here. Freddie Weller, front and center, on a morning like this.
Every day it seems the world weighs just a little more upon our shoulders, with good old-fashioned music all day long.
I guess that's true. Some good old-fashioned music kind of picks everything up here. 21 minutes until 11 o'clock, the Roy Stingley Show on WJJD in Chicago, and it's 36 degrees out there. Farmers really know how to wipe out the rats. They've got to do that or they lose money. And to kill rats, most of the experts are going to choose Decon, America's best-selling rat killer. Now, new rat killers come on the market every year and get some trial and then fade away, but more and more people keep right on buying Decon all the time. And that's why Decon increasingly outsells all other rat killers combined. Decon sells best because farmers know it's one rat killer that really works. Rats just can't resist Decon's exclusive blend, LX321. They never get bait shy. They eat it until the entire colony is wiped out. You see, Decon gives you a rat-killing ingredient recommended by United States government authorities. And best of all, Decon, when used as directed, is safe around children, pets, poultry, and livestock. Yet it's the sure way to rid your property of rats completely. So insist on Decon, D-C-O-N. Year after year, this is America's best-selling rat killer, while others come and go. And you can get Decon at your nearest Jewel, A&P, and national tea stores. 20 minutes until 11 o'clock is the time, 36 degrees. And for the remainder of the day, some wet snow around the Chicagoland area.
Arlington Place Songs Incorporated presents The Shower of Stars, Sunday, April 9th at the Erie Crown Theater, McCormick Place, Chicago, 2 and 7 p.m. Starring Sonny James and the Southern Gentlemen.
'Cause I was born to be with you.
Mel Tillis and the Statesiders.
How does it feel to be the brand new Mr. Me?
George Jones.
We're not gonna sell our happy little house at 4033.
Tammy Wynette.
I don't wanna play.
Danny Davis and the Nashville Brass. Tickets are going fast, so hurry.
Concert tickets limited to $650, $550, $450 only by mail to Shower of Stars, Box 1160, Des Plaines. Enclosed self-addressed stamped envelope with check or money order, and be certain to specify a matinee or evening show or in person at Ticketron. Additional reservations for a buffet jam session by mail only, $350 adults, $3 for children under 12. In advance from Shower of Stars, Box 1160, Des Plaines.
Here is now.
Everybody's got one, baby, my hang-up is you.
Number one song in WJJD country this week, that's Freddie Hart, and the hang-up bit there finally got up to the number one thing, and rightly so, that's a good song. We talked to Mrs. Peggy Schwank of South Roads in Chicago on our WJJD jackpot call. She didn't know the words, so we're going to put a little more money in there. That gets us to $95.60 next hour, and we'll have a new word for you following the news here.
Mother, when your child has a cold, the flu, is feverish, aching, give St. Joseph Aspirin for Children.
St. Joseph Aspirin for Children is the one children's doctor recommend most. It helps most fevers break and start back to normal in 30 minutes.
So do what so many doctors do to relieve the fever and aches of colds and flu. Give St. Joseph Aspirin for Children. More children's doctors recommend it than all other brands combined.
Get St. Joseph Aspirin for Children today. Your child may need it tomorrow.
When your child gets a cold or the flu, one of the worst things can be the cough that comes with it. Wouldn't it be nice if you could take this cough and this cough and this one and make them go away? Well, you can. Try St. Joseph Cough Syrup for Children with Suppressant, the discovery that takes most of the coughs out of the cold. And once you get most of the coughs out of the cold, things start looking better. St. Joseph Cough Syrup for Children.
WJJB Country Classic.
36 degrees as we move in here now for the Board of Education with Merle Haggard. Merle?
All the love you promised would be mine forever. Now you are gone.
All right, that's All My Friends Are Gonna Be Strangers, done by Merle Haggard. Country Classic here on WJJD, and you're with Roy Stingley, where it's 36 degrees around here, and we may get a degree or two more, and an inch or two more of you know what. But don't let that worry you, you know. Middle of the week, it'll all straighten out. Go to 10 below and freeze. Okay, what are we in here for? Oh, yes, we're in for the Chicago Board of Education. A lot of people write that. Roy, what are you in there for? Okay, and we want to talk to you just a moment about the Learning Exchange, an opportunity for you to exchange information that you have with folks who have information you'd like to have. Yeah, yeah, well, I'm going to print this up and mail it to all you people who don't understand it. So just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. I'll get it out to you. No, seriously, it's pretty simple. You call them up over there at, let's see, what's the phone number? Oh, yeah, 479-2402 and say, hey, I'm interested in the Learning Exchange. And some of the information and some of the hobbies that I have include. And you go down the line, maybe you like to, you know, photography is your hobby or whatever it may be. And they make a little file card on you. And then they'll say to you, well, what would you like to know more about? And you'll say, well, I'd like to know about gardening this season of the year. Don't know too much about that. You can take a look at my lawn and realize that. So then, you know, they say, okay, we'll get in touch with somebody that knows gardening, that wants to know a little bit more about photography.
Radio station WJJD AM from March 13th, 1972, and the radio announcer, Roy Stingley. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the program, or if there's a classic entry that you'd like me to present, why don't let me know about it by email or voicemail. The email address here is Jeff. That's J-E-F-F, Jeff, at allthingsradio.net. Or you can call that feedback line at 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595. And option two for the podcast team. For All Things Radio Live, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Wow.
Definitely radio that you like just don't hear anymore.
I have a feeling that there was no other country station in Chicago.
There wasn't.
That's my guess.
There wasn't. The only other thing that really, I mean, he was obviously didn't know what to say except talk about the weather, which was a little bit, a bit of a crutch. But every time he turned that mic on, and I worked at a radio station like this, there was a relay that clicked, that was on, that got into the microphone. And I worked at WJPZ, and every time I turned my mic on, I'd have to turn the pot down before I turned it on and then turn it back off, bring the pot back up again because you'd hear that plunk of the relay.
Yeah. Yep. Well, thing is, I just don't think he, like, it sounded a lot of times like he was just counting the minutes, you know, what time it was, and it's like 2 minutes later than it was before, and it just, wow, I don't know. I used to hear WJJD in the evenings, and I was always amazed that they, because I was a little kid, and I was always amazed that they got to stay out so late compared to other daytimers, and so I thought that was kind of interesting.
I think the big problem with them is it's 1972. They didn't have the FM because they were only talking about WJJG AM at that point. And their country days were numbered by then. And I don't think it was long after that.
MAQ is just around the corner.
Yeah, 1975.
And when Bob Pittman took MAQ and made them country, he's the guy that program that founded basically MTV. But when he was working at MAQ, they were just a horrible station. He took that station from the toilet to number one. Unfortunately, you know, it was an AM station. And I always said, if he had done the same thing on the FM band, it would have done well. If he had done the same thing with WNBC on the FM band when he went to NBC in 77, it probably would have done better. He was a very visionary programmer. He's, of course, he's the head of iHeartRadio, iHeartMedia. And he was, at that point, very visionary for what he did. And WJJD certainly would never have had a chance once they would be competing with Bob Pittman. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, I was just going to say MAQ, when they came around, that was the end for JJD for several reasons. They sounded better, number one, and they were doing a top 40 approach to country radio.
Yeah, that was it. WJJD sounded much like the old, and I don't have air checks of them. We do have air checks of the old WWDJ in Hackensack, New Jersey, when they went top 40, but I don't have any air checks of WJRZ when they were country, because it was a lot like WJRZ. And, of course, in New York City, they were a country station. They didn't have the nighttime signal, but there weren't any country stations back in the 1960s until about 19. I think they went country in 1965 and stayed that way until 71. We didn't get a country station in New York City until 1973 when WHN dropped the middle of the road format and went to a country station, 50,000 watts, and it was popular because, you know, they became WFAN back in 1987 with the all sports format. So, what more can you say? Go ahead. Do you want to say something, Sean?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I think Emmett, didn't JJD try to stay country till like 80 or 81, even though they were getting their butts beat by MAQ for those 5 years? And you are correct as far as in the summer they could stay on until like 10 or 10:15 Central Time, depending.
I think because it was Salt Lake City Sunset.
And weren't they the ones? Were they the ones that caused the JJD? The ones that caused the lawsuit where they sued to be able, you know, the 750-mile rule? Because I remember in the early '80s when the stations were allowed to start staying on at night if they were farther than that. But wasn't JJD behind that, going after KSL or? Somebody was going after KSL.
I think they may have been partially responsible for that. I'm not really sure. But I think by the time 81 hit, they had dropped country and they went to a Music of Your Life format, and then they went to a religious format.
And then they went to the Score briefly, and before they moved the Score to 670, because they went from 8, the Score went 820 to 1160 to 670, and now I think they're the Salem religious format, I think the Word or whatever they call it, I think.
Understand. All right, thank you, Sean. I'm going to ask before. I know we got another few to go here. Walter, can you unmute yourself, please?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Well, that country format there kind of was reminiscent of something I heard from the WHO 50th anniversary special, where they did an overnight country show, and it sounded very much like that.
I do remember that. I don't know who hosted it at the time, but I remember hearing it when I lived out in Syracuse. You could get the station. I could never get it in New York City. Very good. Did you like that? I mean, did you like that kind of country music, Walt, or what?
Well, I can take it or leave it, but it was very
Walter. Just say no.
You didn't just say no. You say no. Don't worry about it.
I left.
No.
Okay.
But I did appreciate it.
I didn't like it, and I didn't appreciate it.
Oh. I think it was badly done. It was just badly done. The DJ was.
It was Billy Cole, by the way.
That's right, Billy Cole. That's right. Thank you, Walt.
Walt come from left field. That's a three-pointer, Walt.
But I remember the station, but unfortunately, I never got to hear them at that point. But as I say, I try to put on different kinds of things, and like I said, we didn't have an air check of them.
Absolutely.
And I wish I had Stan Scott, because I do remember hearing him, and Bill, you remember hearing him as well. Now, he was certainly a lot better.
Yeah, he worked here in Indy for a while. What is on W? What were they, NIR or GEE or something?
GEE, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
GEE.
They were terrible, too.
The other guy that worked at that station, and I didn't know that, and I don't have any air checks of him as well, is the truck and bozo, Dale Summers worked at WJJD at one time.
Really? Wow.
Yes, he talked about that in an interview I heard once, so I never heard that.
He worked at a lot of radio stations.
He certainly did, but he certainly made a name for himself at WLW, and he did that all-night truck and bozo.
Oh, he did. Really
WJJD did. Just exuded that sound of terribleness. They just, I mean, they just, I don't know, they wore it quite well. I mean, they just, for whatever reason, I used to go to Chicago to visit when I go see my brother and sister. They were, and stepped out, and they were, you know, you could hear them locally all day, of course. They just weren't good back then. Their music selection was terrible, and the songs they did play, they were like number 40 songs. Pam Stevens would not play that type of, maybe on a rare occasion, a song, but not like that. It's not that they were bad, Jeff, but... Go ahead, Brady.
If you think about it, Bill, that's the same time frame that WIRE was country here in Indianapolis, and they were huge. They were great.
Right, because they went after the main... there's a reason these songs are number 40 or 50 or 60. You know? I mean, seriously, now think about it. It's like a rock and roll. Oh, it's a rare one. Most people don't like songs that hang around at number 40, 50, and 60, for the most part.
Except us.
Yeah, we
might. Talking about WIRE, I do have at least two air checks of them. And one is a guy doing the morning show, Robert someone or other. I don't remember his last name, but he was doing the morning show, I think. And then I have another air check of them as well, so... They were on 1430, is that correct, if I'm not mistaken?
Bill Robbins.
Bill Robbins, that's it, Bill Robbins.
Bill Robinson, yeah. And they had Lee Shannon on there. They had quite a lineup. Gary Havens, yeah, they were a talented, you know, they were kind of like the MAQ of Chicago. But you knew when MAQ came, they just blasted through, and that was it.
Well, I think I like to. My dad used to like to listen to the Country Jamboree on Saturday nights on WWVA, and I told him, I said, you know, they're not a country station. They did country music at nights a lot of times, or religious, but during the day, they were MOR station.
Well, Nashville used to be that way too, WSM.
Yeah,
WSM. That's right. So
they weren't always pure country, so they were very much middle of the road. In fact, didn't we do the Pat Sajak from
we
there?
We did many years ago, and I don't have the air check right in front of me, but we did do Pat Sajak on WSM back probably a good 4 or 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, and we used to be able to get them on a good day. A good radio could get WSM in the daytime back when you could get AM radio. So,
yep.
What do you got next for us, Jeff? Is that our swan song or what?
We have one more thing, and that runs about 8 minutes and 56 seconds, and it's the comparison of KPNW in Seattle, Washington, with KPLZ. And the KPLZ is Hank. They call themselves Hank FM. KPNW is the Bull. But I really thought I enjoyed Hank FM better. I liked the upbeat sound that they had. KPNW is the morning guy named Fitz doing the morning show. But what they did, he did these canned voice tracks. And when he's on the air, they use the same voice tracks day to day, but they just put them at different times. It was a really cheap way of voice tracking that they were using.
Oh, that's cheating. That's terrible.
It was horrible, Purdy.
Now we've got...
I would never, ever do that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but... This is what this company wants.
I hadn't thought of it, I guess.
Yeah, but this is what they wanted. So I don't think that the KPLZ will do well. I mean, I don't think that the KPNW will do well with this. And it's a very respectable company. So
we've got a Hank FM here that's been, what, at 97.1 for, what, since 2005. And I couldn't tell you the morning team or anybody really so much on that station. But at least... they're alive a little bit.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, so.
And they've been doing it so long, they must be doing something right.
Yeah, they're doing something right. Well, let's see what this sounds
they're
like.
In the morning and night.
They are live in the morning.
Live in the afternoon, too.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I think so.
How do they do their traffic on Hank? Do they.
I have no clue. I know we don't do traffic on B105.7, so maybe they don't either.
Maybe not. And the fan doesn't do traffic. All 93 does, but that's it.
Yeah, we used to do traffic all the time. That was a big thing on our morning show.
Well, yeah. That's true.
Not anymore.
Well, you're 1 week closer... Yeah. We wish you a good week, Bernie. We wish everybody on the panel, and thank you so much. And let's see what Jeff's got cooking for us. We'll see you back here next week.
This week in my featured station segment, we're traveling to Seattle, Washington, where not one, but two radio stations just recently changed to a country format. Can a radio market like Seattle, Washington support three country radio stations? The number one ranked radio station in Seattle, Washington is KKWF-FM, owned and operated by Odyssey, and they've been either number one, two, or three for the last few years. But that's all changed. Hubbard Broadcasting dropped their alternative rock format on radio station KPNW-FM, 98.9 on the dial, and Lotus Media changed their hot adult contemporary format on 101.5 to country music as well. So let's hear how both of these radio stations sound on this week's edition of All Things Radio Live.
W89 The Bull and Country for the PNW. Thank you so much for getting your horns back up. Here's Hardy and Truck Bed.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed. Yes, you can say I got what I deserve.
On our app at 98.9 The Bull. Country for the PNW. Get your horns up.
Join the happy hour hot seats this April at Tulalip Resort Casino. Cash in Fridays and pocket $100 in instant free play every half hour. Find all the details online at TulalipCasino.com.
Hey, Alexa, where are you, girl?
Hey there, Fitz.
Hey, would you do me a favor and play another really good country song for the PNW?
It's what we do.
98.9 The Bull.
sometimes you could just go back and jump into a really happy memory from your life? Here's Tyler Hubbard with Back Then, Right Now on The Bull. Bull Town's getting their horns up. Snohomish, thanks for getting those horns up and keeping them up. 98.9 The Bull, country for the PNW. We back.
I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors.
98.9 The Bull and country for the PNW. With the F-I-T with a Z. Here's Man Made a Bar from Morgan Wallen and Eric Church.
Sat down on a bar stool. I only talk to God when I need a favor.
Amen. 98.9 The Bull, country for the PNW.
We're all in the same boat.
Country for the PNW, 98.9TheBull.com.
Let's get this bull back to music. From Puget Law Group Injury Attorneys at PLGWins.com.
All right, full charge ahead. Yeah. 98.9 The Bull, country for the PNW. A good old country boy from the state of Illinois. And yeah, they have country out in Illinois. Here's Bailey Zimmerman with Where It Ends, playing on the Bull.
So this is where it ends.
It's a place where everyone can hang their hat. 98.9 The Bull. Country for the PNW.
Pink FM's KPLC 101.5, Seattle, Washington.
Great music that deserves the highest of fives.
High five.
Real Country 101.5 Hank FM. School country. Hank is the school headmaster.
All right, listen up.
Here's another country classic from Hank's Music Vault. Playing real country. 101.5 Hank FM. Says, play more music like this.
And I'm a brand new man. Just give it away. There ain't nothing in this house worth fighting over.
A little too late to do the right thing now.
So while Hank listens to his heart, you listen to more real country.
Hank says thanks to Master Wholesale Inc. for helping us bring real country, real variety to Seattle radio.
Living faster than the speed of regret and playing real country.
Break it to Hank!
Yeah. 100% living in the moment.
Hank FM.
historic websites ever existed. Yeah, back when we sang the wrong words for years, until we finally discovered what they actually were, and the truth destroyed us.
Those aren't even words.
This is Hank FM.
On one hand, I count the reasons.
Well, there you go. We started things off by listening to radio station KPNW FM 98.9 The Bull with their country format, and we concluded things by listening to Lotus Media's Hank FM 101.5. Now, if you have any comments concerned at this part of the program, why don't you let me know about it by email or voicemail. For All Things Radio Live, I'm Jeff Bennett.
This concludes another All Things Radio Live. Join us every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the latest radio news, interviews, caller questions and comments, station scopes, and more. Visit the show's official website at www.allthingsradio.net and visit the Legend website at legendoldies.com. Join us again next week for another All Things Radio Live on the Worldwide Legend.